I just I wanted to get, I forgot to turn the podcast thing on. So I just wanted to give a thanks to today is Saturday, March 27th. I just wanted to give a thanks to a lot of different countries that has been downloading, listening, emailing me to the podcast. I mean, we've had countries, too many to mention. I know it's about 49 because I keep track of it, but you know, lately we've had Malaysia, Portugal, Lithuanian, South Africa, Russia, you name it, they've tuned in, Norway, England, London. So I just wanted to give a thanks. I would have never thought in my time in starting this that I would get to a point where 49 states and 49 countries and 48 states actually tune in every week or every day and download certain episodes that they may like or may want someone else to hear. So that was beyond the expectations that I had when I created this, which I probably had this podcast about 2 years. So I just wanted to give thanks and let everybody know how humbling it is to have people that, you know, actually like it. I try to keep this podcast informative, not too political, not too this, that, or the other. Just, you know, fun podcast. I happen to be a trainer. I don't really talk a lot about fitness because I think it's a very closed-minded subject. It's a very small subject. It's something that I've done every day of my life for the last 30 years. So from time to time, I'll touch on it, depending on, you know, what people want to hear. If they call me and they got a question or they email me or text me or whatever, I'll respond with, you know, answering the questions or doing the episode. So I have no problem against that. But I just like to things that just happen every day and things that you see around you and things like that, everyday life. It intrigues me and I have certain thoughts and opinions on certain things, so I like to kind of try to tap into that. So, you know, that's what, if you've never tuned into this podcast, that's what this is about. It's just everyday subjects that everybody can relate to. And that's what I try to cover. So with that, I'm going to go into, actually, like, none of my recordings are pre-scripted. I have no idea. Matter of fact, I didn't even know until I sat down and turned this on. Actually, I take that back. I was on my way to work and I just saw some things that brought to mind a subject that I wanted to discuss, and that is the weather, Chicago. I'm based out of Chicago. In the summertime, I believe Chicago is the most beautiful city in the world. Excuse me. I've been to a lot of cities. I actually moved away for a while. I moved up to the D.C. area when I was young. I hated it. There is nothing greater than Chicago in the summer. In the winter, you could be anyplace else. But in the summer, there's just no greater place to be. So, you know, I love my city. What can I say? I've lived here extremely poor. I've lived middle class, which is kind of what I consider the way I live now. And the dream is to get rich. So in every level of income, you experience different parts. When I was growing up in Inglewood, I would have never dreamed that one day I would be in the South suburbs. That was just a far-fetched dream. But now we are on our own house, living in a great community, raised our kids, sent them to school, sent them to college. And it was just something that, because the life that I led and where I was from, and, you know, I you know, everybody that's from Inglewood is not from Inglewood. They lived in Inglewood, you know. This came to mind when I was married. I used to be married. I'm divorced now. My ex-wife at the time was my wife. She grew up right across the street from me. And you know, we saw them coming and going. They went to private grammar schools, private high schools, things like that. So they didn't really hang out in the neighborhood. But one day, me and her were sitting down, and we were talking, and I said, hey, you know, how did you feel the first time you couldn't afford, you didn't know what you were going to eat for dinner? You couldn't afford it. Y'all couldn't eat that night, which we experienced it a lot. So she looked at me like I was crazy and was like, we never went through that. We've always been okay, you know? So I'm like, well, you know, maybe your parents went through it. They just didn't tell you. So we called her mother, who was my mother-in-law at the time. And she said, no, we never went through that. They were there from Terre Haute, Indiana. And she said she came here. And then her husband, which is my wife's father, he's passed away, but he followed her up here. And he immediately got two jobs. Actually, he worked for the railroad and he worked for, I think, the car dealerships in the car factories making cars. So he made a lot of money. And she was worked head of security for First National Bank. So they owned and invested in real estate at a time when it was just not common to own or invest in real estate, especially for Blacks. But that's what they did. So they never experienced that financial hardship, which I thought everybody that grew up where I grew up at went through that, but they didn't. It was just the choices you made and the things that you did. So I was talking to a client of mine one time. He said he went to Limbloom. Limbloom was on 63rd, so they had to come right past where we were. He said, you know, every time we used to get off the bus, we got chased because they were trying to rob us or beat us up or whatever it was that they were trying to do. And come to find out, I was on the opposite end of that. I was the one doing the chase and he was the one doing the running. So, you know, I just grew up a different way down there. And I found out later that it's about choices, but environment has a lot to do with it. You tend to gravitate towards your environment and do the things that are being done within your neighborhood, which, you know, I was a product of that. Like I said, it was just choices. But what I wanted to discuss is that Chi-Town, you know, my kind of city. You know, I think, like I said, when it's warm, it's just the most beautiful place. You know, I can remember being a teenager, adolescent, having my motorcycle, hanging out 79th and Stony Island, which was a common hangout spot, or Doty Road, where they did all the drag racing, which I was a big part of. Or, you know, you go to behind amphitheater, back of the yards, you go down there, they race in 79th and Ridgeland, they race in. So it had all these hidden jewels within the landscape of Chicago that a lot of people don't know about. You know, when people visit Chicago, they visit downtown. That's not the Chicago that I knew growing up. The Chicago that I knew was Inglewood. I rarely have even left my neighborhood because it was just too dangerous. But, you know, even now, high taxes, high crime, dangerous place, but it's still home. It's still, as long as you can know your way around and can avoid the landmines, you got a good shot at not getting carjacked and killed, to put it that way, because that is a real reality of Chicago if you've never been here. If you don't know about Chicago, things can't happen to you because it is a very, very violent city. But to me, it's home. It doesn't feel that way because I've been here all my life. I'm 50 plus years old. I know what to avoid. I know where not to go, where to go, when to go, and when not to go. So, you know, I think back as I was riding here today and the sun is out and it's nice and warm. I just think about all those good times that I had growing up in Chicago and all those times I continue to have. It is, like I said, it's a wonderful city. You go down Lakeshore Drive and it's just a magnificent view of the skyscrapers, the tall building, the lake. And I mean, you could take the lake from you can go from Evanston on the north to Indiana on the south. I mean, it can take you a long distance, and it's just all beautiful scenic routes, you know. And so people hear a lot of things about Chicago in terms of violence and things like that. And it is. It has its problems. But all in all, the beauty that you get from Chicago when it's warm down, we probably enjoy, what's this month, March? I'm surprised it's this warm. Because usually we get about 3 good months of weather. Sometimes that weather is too damn hot. You get 95 degrees here with, you know, 90% humidity. You are hot. It gets really, really hot sometimes here. In the winter, which is 9 months, cold weather, winter is 9 months out of 12. When it get cold, it get cold. You know, when it snow, it snow. We are a city of such extremes, but it's a blue collar city. People work hard. If you know the right places to go and not to go, it could be a great experience. I never in my life, like I said, when I was younger, I moved and I said I would never do that again. I could see owning another home someplace else and going there selectively, especially when it gets cold here. But in terms of just uprooting and moving, I can't see it. I just love this city so much. And anyone that's here that's been here their whole life, no matter who they are, they'll tell you the same thing. It's a great, great city. And because we've been so much snow and so much cold, so much rain, just driving to work today, which is not that far from my house. It's only about a 5-minute drive from my house to my business. I just saw the weather. I felt the weather. I had the window down. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You know, it's just perfect. It's just really, really good weather. And now, you know, once it gets warm, it'll be warm for a few months. And that's when you really get to enjoy Chicago. You can jump on the expressway. You could be out in the country in 10 minutes, or you could be downtown in 10 minutes. It's a lot of things to do, a lot of great food. Fuck what New York say. We have the best pizza. I used to go to New York a lot. They can't touch our pizza. Chicago has some of the best food you'll ever taste in your life. From pizza to chicken. They New York has hot dogs. They think they have the best hot dog. They don't. I had a hot dog from New York. It was good, but you know, you go down and you get you one of them Jewtown Polishes. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. It was better when it was in Jewtown. You know, you had to avoid the rats and the litter and garbage and things like that. But it was so original. It was so good that you were willing to risk your life to go downtown, to go to Jewtown and get you a Polish on Jewtown Polish, you know, without the onions. I hate onions, but they put tons of onions on there. Now they've redid it. It's really not what it used to be. I mean, you used to go down to Jewtown with, you know, $50 and get your outfits, shoes, tailored, everything. You know what I mean? It was just a great place to go. Now it's, you know, they tore all that down, and now it's University City. My stepdaughter's dorms were down there, and their dorms were condos, and, you know, it's just different now. But the Chicago that I remember was just a great place to grow up as a kid, to enjoy the things that was only unique to Chicago. And that's why I always say, I will always, forever love my city. It's just a great, great place to be. You know, and anybody that's been here any period of time, no matter how much you travel, you'd always say, there's nothing like home. There's nothing like coming home to Chicago and experiencing all the things that Chicago has to offer, minus the high taxes and the crime and the carjacking, which has been very plentiful lately. But all in all, it's just a great city. And it just, today just, you know, reminded me the weather was warm. You know, it reminds you of the barbecues in the Forest Preserves. I remember me and my buddy Tony, who passed away. We went to a family reunion barbecue that was in the Forest Preserve. And we stayed there about 3 hours. They never noticed that we were not a part of the family. We ate and partied and did everything else. You know, those are some of the good memories that we have of growing up here. It's just a great place to be. I know I said that a million times, but it is. So I just wanted to go just discuss that today. Like I said, I was on my way in and I'm looking at the sun and I'm feeling the weather, and it just brings back a little bit of nostalgia. It brings back the days of, like I say, riding motorcycles all day, shining up your car. That record, Summertime, by Will Smith, they actually really made that for Chicago. So, you know, waxing up your car, you spend all day waxing it. And just, you know, you go to 79th Street, you go to Stony Island, you go to Doty Road, you go to any of those places, and it was just the hangout spots. And it just reminds me of those times. And as you get older, of course, you should move on to other things. Those things, you know, when a boy becomes a man, he puts away the toys that the boys play with. So, you know, I no longer own a motorcycle. I no longer have big booming stereo systems. I'm an old man trying to run a business and build some type of wealth before it's all said and done, which is my priority now. But back when I was younger, hanging out all night on a motorcycle, stopping down at Jewtown at 5 a.m, get to Polish before you go to work, picking up girls, and, you know, all those things, all those great things that make Chicago, Chicago. So I have very fond memories of Chicago, and I would not trade them for nothing in the world. I don't think there's another city that's greater than Chicago. It's so much to do. It's so much diversity. It's so beautiful in the summer. It's just no other place like it. So I just wanted to share that with everybody and say, like I said, it just kind of sparked me today heading into work when I just felt, and we've been waiting for this weather, I mean, forever. It's been cold and snow for months. So you've been waiting for kind of really good weather. So today we got it. I heard it's supposed to get cold again. But, you know, just I just riding to work smiling because I have so many fond memories of growing up in this great city. So if you have those two, remember them, keep them close to you. You know, if you've never been here, try visiting here. It's a great thing. You know, I'm not with the tourist board, so I don't get paid to say that. But, you know, I invite everybody to come to Chicago. We have great everything, you know, every food, museums, everything. You can't beat it. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm signing out of here. Peace.